to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Greetings, Brains. Are you readers? If not, you should be. It makes you smart. It stimulates your brain. It helps reduce some of the symptoms and side effects that you could experience from Alzheimer's. Got to stimulate your brain. So we're going to stimulate our brain today with one of the winners from my bookseller challenge, Janice Grove Todd. She is a writer, a community supporter, an activist, an all-around great gal. Her book is Praise, Poetry, and Propaganda, and it was a spiritual assignment for her. Working on this book over several years cultivated her focus and, just helped her relieve some of the anxiety from sensitivity. You know, some people thought that she was overly sensitive. I don't think so. I think she's just overly giving. But whatever it is, it's a wonderful thing because she was able to put pen to pad and write a compelling book of poetry. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest, Janice Grove Todd. Good morning.
Good morning, April. Nice to be here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here with me on the edge and writing such a prolific, powerful piece of poetry. Tell us a little bit about your story, Janice. How did you get started writing, and what other things do you do besides poetry?
Well, I got started writing poetry as a class assignment in my drama class for Black History Month when I was about, I'd say about 16 years old.
Hmm.
And the teacher gave us an assignment that we had to read or recite a poem by a Black poet. So I tried to think, you know, who can I read?
Right.
And I do not know how I had this imagination, but I said, I'm going to be my own poet. So I sat down and I wrote a poem titled, What is the Solution to Mind Confusion by Janice E. Groves. And when I got up in class to deliver it, cue heckling. And,
really?
Yes. Because, you know, here I am, what, 16 years old in high school, and I get up and people are getting up saying things by Maya Angelou and just different poets
right.
and authors. And I get up and say my name, and they couldn't receive it. So I, a young man even said to me, who do you think you are? But I stood there and I read my poem. I delivered, and that was the beginning of my passion for writing. That was my first piece that I penned when I was 16 years old.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So you talked a little bit about being sensitive. How did writing poetry and writing this book just help you identify with that? Did you find, and let me ask this question first. Did you find that your sensitivity was a self-limiting belief?
Okay. I'd want to say that I've always been a very sensitive person all my life. But the world makes you think that being sensitive is a sign of weakness. Because
right.
you feel more than the average person.
Right.
But the sensitivity also gives you compassion.
Yes.
So I realized in my writing, I'm able to, I can write about something or let's just say something happens in the world, like the war in Iraq or Katrina or the World Trade Center. I was able to take what people were feeling, and I was able to put it into poetry.
Wow. That's powerful. That's how I do it, too. You know, that's where I get my inspiration from. So I'm glad that you don't look at it as a self-limiting belief, as, you know, a part of your ego. I had a great interview with another guest, and we talked about the ego, and there's so many different facets of it. It is the center between the conscious and the subconscious mind, and that's where sensitivity lies. Did that help you break through and just really give you more confidence by writing this book?
Yes, it did, but it was such a process, a long process, because I would write and then I would set it down. Then a couple months later, I'd get back and write again, set it down. And one day, I just told myself, you're going to complete this book. It is time.
I know.
So that's what I did. I worked at it every day until it was complete.
That is
And I
wonderful.
Felt a great sense of accomplishment mm-hmm. once I completed the project.
Yeah, me too. When I did that, when I wrote my first book and I saw myself in print, I said, oh, goodness gracious, I have arrived. I am an author. But, you know, you're leaving a legacy. You're leaving an imprint on the planet, you know, of your work, your thoughts. So it's great, even with artists that, you know, do music. Those things are everlasting and ingrained in this world. I'd love for you to take our brains on a journey through the pages of your book, Praise, Poetry, and Propaganda. Would you be kind enough to do a reading for us of one of your favorite poems in this project?
Okay, I'm going to read Women Walking in the Word. Women walking in the Word, standing on the promises of the God we serve, we kneel down to praise and worship you in reverence for all the works you do. We stand in the gap and intercede when we pray for our loved ones that have gone astray. We stand on your word, diligently seeking your face as we run this Christian race, giving thanks for your sufficient grace.
Yes.
We walk by faith and not by sight. The battle is not ours to fight. Women of God walking in authority with power to move the mountains in our lives with victory. By his 39 stripes, we are healed from every affliction on this battlefield. God renews our strength when we grow weak. The power of death and life is in the tongue and life we speak. We stand on your word and walk by faith. As we run this Christian race, we kneel and thank you for your grace. I stand and walk and run and kneel because I know that God is real. I praise, repent, purge, and forgive. To self, I die daily. In Christ, I live.
That's right, hand claps and finger snaps. That is powerful. That is powerful, brains. I need you to go ahead and pick up a copy of Praise, Poetry, and Propaganda, really, because it is jam-packed with great words of wisdom, inspiration, and truth. Janice, can you also tell us a little bit about the work that you do as a social activist and some of the political work that you've done? I know that you did some canvassing for our former president, number 44, Barack Obama. But could you also share with us a little bit about that experience and how important it is for people to get out and vote?
Well, we have to realize that our vote is our voice.
Yes.
So it's very important that we take part in especially this upcoming election. I worked as a canvasser, and then I went in training to be a political organizer. So I was supervising about 30 to 40 canvassers, go to different places in the county of San Diego, not just the city, and we would encourage people to register and vote, and we'd register them on the spot. And I was also, as a political organizer, sent to the battleground states, to Nevada and to Florida.
Mm. Wow.
So we went there to do the same work, to just go into especially the urban communities, the inner city, and
right.
let people know how important that this election was. And I want to tell you, while I was in Florida, I had the opportunity to see and hear President Barack Obama. He wasn't our president at the time, but it was just a highlight of my life.
Oh, I know, I know. I have a personal letter that he wrote to me, and I was really shocked because I had some qualms. You know, I wasn't all that happy, so I wrote the White House. Here I look 4 weeks later, there is a personal letter stationery from the White House. I almost fell out the chair. I couldn't believe it. And so he was a great leader. There are other great leaders out there, brains. We have to get out there and get involved, be it canvassing, going door to door, phone banking, writing a check, supporting an advocate, but we have to get involved because we're in critical times right now. So can you tell our brains how to get more information about you, Janice Groves Todd, and also how to pick up a copy of Praise, Poetry, and Propaganda?
Okay, my book is on Amazon, but they can get a copy from me if they want to just go on my Facebook page, Janice Groves Todd, or I have my janicegtodd@gmail.com. Just send me a message, and I will make sure that you get a book, whether I can give it to you locally or I can mail them out. So
yeah,
the books are $15, and then if they want it mailed to them, then there'll be some additional costs just for postage.
All right. All right. So, Brains, you know, you need to really kind of check this out because it's great, and she's a winner. She is one of the winners for my book, Seller Challenge. I put a challenge out there and dared folks to sell their books, and she came back. She told me that she had sold like 5 or 6 within a day or two, and that's great. I need you guys to be on the grind all the time. Again, Janice Groves Todd, thank you so much for traveling to the edge, sharing your words of poetry and inspiration. Please know that there's always a place for you here on the edge. We'd love for you to come back and visit and read more poetry and let us know if you got any upcoming events or if you're doing any spoken word around town, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Brain. I need for you to be extra good, extra kind, extra loving, and pick up a book of poetry that you read on. Till next time, be well.